training. West PCOT Governor Simon Kachapan has joined other leaders in underscoring the value of technical training in revolutionizing the country's economic growth. Speaking on receiving the torch for TVET's 100 years celebrations in Kapenguria, Kachapan said the country has been experiencing minimal growth due to inadequate technical skills among the huge population, blaming the education system that had been laying excess emphasis on academics. The governor lauded the Kenya Kwanza administration for the urgent steps it is taking in revitalizing the technical sector, noting that the move will turn the country into a production economy that has enabled developed countries to thrive. Kachapan underscored the value of TVET in actualizing the competence-based curriculum, CBC, saying it plays a bigger role in imparting knowledge to the people, adding that it will be a major employer. Since independence, our population has been reliant on white-collar jobs, and that is the brainwashing that was given by the colonialists. We need mechanics, tailors, electricians, and masons, among others, who will make us self-reliant. We must transform from being a society of consumers to that of producers, stated the governor. West PCOT Governor Simon Kachapan walks around with the torch for TVET's 100 years celebrations at the county headquarters in Kapenguria on Tuesday, April 30, 2024, photo by Richard Mahambe. He reiterated that his administration values technical training and joins the national government to ensure the agenda succeeds. As a county government, we have been supplementing bursaries to students joining technical institutions, and we shall continue supporting them until they complete their training so as to have a big pool of technical experts around, posed Kachapan, urging the youth to enroll in large numbers. He mentioned that the county enjoys one functional technical training institute, TTI, which has brought about tremendous changes in the region. So far, the county has a total of 12 vocational training centers, with 7 among them being fully functional, while the rest are in the process of taking off, he highlighted. He noted the economic transformations that were being brought about by the technical institutions within the region, revealing that urbanization and value addition programs are being realized by the surrounding communities. Currently, people have started settling around Katela Kapel TTI, where land value has gone up and is now very precious. The institution has picked up very well and has over 700 students, and the economy of the place has grown, praised Kachapan. The TVET's centenary celebrations were launched in March by President William Ruto, and the caravan carrying the torch is touring all the 47 counties with messages of popularizing the existing TTIs and rallying people to join the institutions. Katela Kapel TTI Principal Chercha Cheriot, accompanied by his students, pledged the institution's commitment to make West PCOT a hub for employable skills. Though this is the only operational TTI in the county, there are others that are coming up, as the government envisages having one in every sub-county, said Cheriot, requesting the county government to consider donating to them worn-out vehicles for practical lessons. He hinted that in case the county calls for establishment of a national polytechnic, then Katela Kapel TTI stands out.